Hello, hello, and welcome to our second call today, our added call. And I'm just going to unmute you so I can hear everybody. Hello, I see that quite
a few people
on. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Juan. I can hear your voice and everybody else too. Wonderful. Okay, let's just kind of settle for a moment. Be present. Always at any given moment being right here, clear and alert in the core. You in the core in you. So this morning we spoke about a lot of things, and I think the main thing that I think we can take away from it, and please listen to the call if you haven't had the time yet because you're just waking up or we're working or something, is making a very clear decision to be in the core, to be that which you are, the light that you are. Or if you don't do that, you have made a decision to believe in your inadequacy and in things just not working out for you, and the mind's, you know, negativity. So really coming to a stronger decision-making process that based on your awareness, knowing, noticing where you're at any given point, making that very important, like so important, like a... Yeah, somebody who's drowning in one's air. You just must always choose that which is true, which is your eternity, your light. Now, the other thing we went over is Patanjali's four-step samyama that I put on a little bit later. And I'll go over that briefly with you as well if you haven't had a chance to download that MP3, which is in the eighth module, which is the first sutra of Patanjali, which is Yogash, Chitta Vritti Nirodha. And yoga means that you are in union with the divine, with the creator, being in your core, being at one in union. You are yoked to that. And that comes about when your chitta, when the consciousness, the stuff of thinking comes to a... When the vritti, the waves in the mind settle and there's no vritti nirodha to stop. So when that happens, then yoga happens. So yoga starts not by doing an asana or a posture. Yoga is the moment when you are in your core in whatever practice, yoga practice you do. And anything is yoga that brings you to that place. Yeah. And then Patanjali goes about the four steps, how to manifest. Samyama is a directed thought where you choose something. And we spoke earlier this morning, of course, you can choose to manifest something particular, like to light, peace, quality, maybe faith. We talked this morning about trust, things that maybe are not born in you yet, spiritual qualities that have not totally been born yet, and you're still pregnant with them. You don't know what they're going to be like. What do they feel like to have faith, to trust, to feel love? What is it to be really loved? So you might meditate on that, or you actually need prosperity and abundance, and that's something when you're in your core is a true expression. Your mind might say no, and lots of negativity, but in your core you're feeling this Lakshmi-ish kind of opulence, and you just want to basically introduce that on the in the place where yoga starts. So when what we're going to do, these are the four steps that Patanjali talks about. Let's go this. You first stop your thought, right? And that means you are in your core. You can do this through a breathing practice, when you sit in meditation, maybe after 15, 20 minutes, you go to the silent place. And the other thing is, then the next is that you establish a thought, dharana. So you have to have a choice. You need to make a choice, and the choice might be, most of the time when you meditate, your choice is to be still in the core and not move, right? You always choose. You always go, before you go into samadhi, there was dharana, always. You're manifesting basically the samadhi state, right? So you always go through this decision-making process. Okay, I'm going to sit through this and let the vritti, the movement, kind of settle. And I'm going to basically be that stillness. Or you introduce maybe the word trust. Now, you want to introduce the word trust. You're establishing it only when you're in that core state, right? It's a very deep thinking. It's like you're still, you're really transcendent, and then you introduce actively one thought. And then you are dhyan, meditation. Then you're holding this thought. Now the trick is to hold on to it. And as you know, the mind is constantly moving. It's like a river, like the water is always flowing, right? So it's almost like you are holding your thought, this trust maybe, trust, you're meditating on it. And so now you need power to keep holding it in that same spot. So everything's moving, yeah, moving on the surface, but you're in the deep, you're underneath, like maybe deep in the river, you could say down at the bottom of the riverbed, and there's your thought, and it's trust, it's resting there. So you're not going to the surface with all this movement. You're deep, you're meditating in the deep, in your stillness. And as you keep meditating on it, and then click at some point, you move into samadhi where you are the focus on that thought, that contemplation on that thought goes away, and there's just thatness. And that is the moment when you manifest, when that collapses. That's the moment. Manifestation happens in an instant. So, and you can feel it. You know that something happened. Click, right? So that would be the four steps in regards to Patanjali. In the Western language, we would probably say other things. We bring ourselves to, what would the Western person say? You bring yourself into a peak experience, right? Very, very happy and joyful, because then you're not really worrying, you know, and all that. So maybe laughing, a place of high exaltation. And then you are choosing something, right? You make a vision board or think of something, and then you have to hold a thought. Mostly in the West, we write it down, make an image of it, and let the subconscious constantly look at it. And the subconscious is the deep, right? So basically, so it's constantly busy with that. And then becoming a thought. Samadhi is not really sort of introduced in the West, we would say, probably, is that to not mistrust this process, to actually forget about it. Yeah, that's what a Westerner would say. Let's say forget about it, you have manifested, now go on with your life and know that it happened. Yeah, so that would be, because that collapses time and you assume that it already happened. The more you think about it, the more you are actually keeping it in duality and it can't manifest. So that would be Patanjali in the Western form. I hope I made that easy to understand. So, lots of people today. Okay, so let's answer some questions. I want to take the faraway people. That's B. I'm going to unmute you first. Hello, good morning, B. How are you?
Good morning, Guruma.
Good morning. So, yeah, how anything today that is on your mind, or just connecting, or anything, how do you like the modules, anything that you can resonate with? Have you had a chance to be in nature? I always think of Singapore just being a lot of big buildings. I'm sure there's parks there, right?
Oh, yes, I'm very fortunate. I live in the HDB blocks, and just right in front of my dining room window, it's a small little mountain, which is about 4 stories high.
Oh.
So I'm facing the trees. So every day I just stand at the window and look at the trees.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's so nice. Thanks for describing that. I have a bit of an idea where you are. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Guruma, I want to connect, and also I wanted to say that, you know, I actually stay up to listen to the call. in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So I heard about your explanation on the Patanjali's four steps, and I straight away related to the what we discussed in the abundance call.
Mm-hmm.
Now your explanation a short while ago confirmed everything that I had in mind.
Mm, okay, good. So good, you can find that and you have the understanding. That's good, wonderful. The less unclarity it is, because we want to erase all unclarity, right? It has to be very clear. That's yeah. You have to own it. You have to know how this works within you, and you try it out, and you just know. Then that is perfect, and it becomes easy.
Mm-hmm. But I realized I'm a slave of my own concepts.
Okay. Yeah, we all are, right? If we believe our concepts.
Yeah, but I'd rather be a slave than to be the slave of, you know, all these conflicting thoughts.
We don't want to be slaves. Yeah, but I know. I know what you're saying. You would rather want to be in alignment with truth, with life, with the Creator. Yeah, I understand that.
It's so, you know, we don't... Okay, in the Eastern thoughts, we don't believe in soul, or rather, we don't understand what is soul.
Mm.
So I never understand what is soul family, example. But I was just wondering, you know, is soul the same as the self that we talk about?
No,
in our course.
In the East, it's I'm glad that you're bringing this up, because a lot of Westerners, they would like say, really, you know, it's so important for Westerners, right, the soul.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. In the East, it's more about the self, about the Atman is spirit. Mm-hmm. And the spirit should be at one with the Param Atman, like that which is the pervasive spirit that exists, and that is the, you know, the life principle. And so it's not so much about the individual emotional, the psyche, you know, yeah, like in the West. It's, yeah. So what else were you going to say?
Okay, then the other thing is spirit. Okay, we believe in spirit. When someone passed, that is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot relate to Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that spirit, if there's lots of spirits, then there is good and bad spirits, right?
Yes.
Some can haunt you, right? Mm-hmm. So there is a prince, there is something that caused all these spirits to come forth, right? Like the birthing place of that. Think of that as being the holy, sacred place, that which gave birth to all these. It's like the sun that has lots of rays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you, in your language, you would... think of, I don't know, Buddha or something that is the cause of everything. Although Buddha isn't considering himself the cause of something, it's nirvana. That is, which is unseen and unspoken. Yes, in the East, there is no image, right? It's like in Islam, there is no image. You don't make an image of God. There's something that causes everything. Where in the West, we have a lot of imagery. It's more, there's more story to it. It's little steps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the concept of karma that has been sort of making us live in morality, in virtuous mode. So, yeah, so, you know, when earlier on, when I heard you mentioning about soul and spirit, and that's where, like, I'm slapping myself.
Oh, why? Why? Sorry, I just guess that. Why would you slap yourself?
Because I have very, very conflicting... concepts, and
let's clear them up so that you find freedom in your thinking, right? There is a reality, and we are trying to put words to it. I'm not saying I'm finding the perfect words, but there's a reality that cannot be argued with, and we're all trying to find words for it, and it's always inadequate. But we can do it in a way that will bring you more freedom for a moment and helps you to expand, right? So where are you caught? Where are you caught?
So basically, I think it still boils down to soul.
The soul? Yeah. You know, forget about it. If this is something you weren't even imprinted with, then it's like, you don't even bother. Take care of somebody else's business? You know, if this is not part of your life, it's not relevant. But then you might just call it your spirit, and then make sure that you elevate your spirit, that is becoming more luminous and more able to bring forth this law of existence, and so that it's beneficial for the manifestation that you call be, right? And for everybody around you too.
Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, then the soul family, is that referring to ancestors?
No. No, not the way the Western New Age talks about it. They think of a soul family of souls that are groups of people that are connected or related, but not maybe blood related in the physical form, but nor their souls know each other. They have sort of a they kind of connect, you could say, or relate on in the astral level. In ways that they might not be able to know about in the physical level, right? Yeah, we have a whole part that is unconscious, and there's a lot of stuff going on there that we don't even know about.
Okay, then I'll call them angels, because I believe that they are always doing the good for us.
Angels. They need you. The angels, they are good, of course, but they don't do anything if they have no souls, right? They're just rays of light. They need to be directed by humans. Humans need to use them. So the way humans are easy in using demons, right? They're always worried, they're angry, they're judging. So they're constantly using the forces of the negative, and so they become active. But the angels also need to be used. So there has to be an active engaging of positivity and kindness and wealth, you know, like a meaning well then you engage the other forces as well, because you want to be in balance and reconcile the polarities inside you. But the angels don't come to just seek you out, because they don't understand suffering. Let's put it this way: if you're light, the sun doesn't understand darkness. It has no clue about it. They don't care. Angels don't care about you. They have a function of light. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So it boils down to being service. It's just like you also mentioned that we want to be of service down the road.
Yeah, that's where you begin to fulfill your
Dharma.
Yes, because the thing is that if you are not connecting, I don't know, the service one is, I think, is the next module or the tenth. The service is about abridging the separateness of an individual person with the rest of the world. So without service, that doesn't take place. If you just live for yourself, you always live in separation. So there is no, that's not the way the world is set up, right? Separation is not what,
Okay, so that will be similar to like our practice of Bodhisattva.
Yeah, exactly. And that is, Bodhisattva is a specific vow where you say that I will not go, I will not remain in nirvana, I will not go there completely, I will stay in my liberated state, and I will not continue to drop everything and before everybody else is rescued, is not the right word, but liberated, all sentient beings, because the bodhisattvas know that that the individual contains everything, and everything contains individuals, so there's nothing separate. If one other person still suffers, then you still suffer, right? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Everything's clear?
Well, most of the stuff.
Okay, good.
That comes to the mind, yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay.
Can we connect, please?
Oh, yes, please. Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, very nice. Thank you, V.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye. Wonderful. So let's see who else is far away here. I think Jen, right? Hello, Jen? I think I already did I talk to you today?
No, Aradhima.
No. Okay.
I was online, but I was just sitting.
Okay.
I'd just like to connect with you. And Yeah, I'm really grateful for everything you've been doing. I feel like sometimes, you know, especially with the Abundance Call, I just want to say it felt like you blew my mind. I just couldn't believe, or it's not that I couldn't believe, the depth at which we went to was, wow.
I know. I was like, oh, my God, I hope I can go there. But I just, you know, thought, okay, you guys have been around for a while. And some of the other people that I don't work with, like, you know, like you guys in this, and they were, because there are other people on it, you know, so I got some emails, so they really liked it too. So it's good, you know. I have to say that because you show up in many of the other work that I do, I always go with the highest frequency most of the time. So like you're really, as a group, really propelling other people to grow much faster, which is kind of nice, right? Yeah. So.
And I've actually noticed that too within WLS, the groups, you know, Karina wrote something about expression and Katia wrote something else, and they all just boost you up. You know, they have given me so many directions, in a sense that I'm getting things as well in another way. So their voice is also helpful too. So the whole group is
No, it's wonderful. It is.
Yeah, it's
simply amazing. I totally believe that. I have a whole new family. Look at all these people, you know.
That's true,
Wonderful. Okay, so let's connect here. There's so much more peace, Janet. That's wonderful.
Yeah, there's a lot happened. I feel I've, just a lot's happened. And it's really, really good. I feel like I'm seeing more light around me. And just since particularly yesterday morning, I did some squares and they just flowed and they happened and they were really very powerful. And the same with the triangles. It's just suddenly they're sort of, the squares particularly have just clicked in at a different level for me. And pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. And you know, and you know, sometimes we have to come back to something we learned in the beginning and we weren't quite, it's like we create a little bit of a dent, but it doesn't really break through. And so that's great. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that.
Yeah, and it was great because I've had some really mornings where it just feel like I'm in meditation most of the morning, but I know one of those mornings I just did squares in my head and I thought that was cool because everything just went zip, 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 zip. But since done that, when I write them out on paper, it's, good, great, love it.
So you still like it on paper or do you find you
I just spontaneously did them yesterday morning and, you know, the heart burnt as I was doing them and they just all came together. But I often do triangles just without writing them down and that's powerful. Yeah. And, so I just feel, wow, doing them in the head's pretty good too.
Well, I can sense that you're so much smoother. Your energy is really peaceful and nice. So it's wonderful. Yeah, good
Thank
work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye. And this is 0421. It might be Ray, or where are we here? Is that correct?
Aratima? Yeah, you're right. How are you?
That's right. I'm good. Thank you.
I was calling to connect, please. And maybe just, I've got to still listen to the calls from this morning, I guess it would be for me. Just maybe to get a little quick rundown on what you'd have to tell me to look out for in this module.
To look out for in this module?
I felt like I know it had a lot of nature stuff. I guess I didn't really get to do that, but I just kept meditating and then there was a little bit of the abundant stuff, which I'll catch up more on now. But Yeah, I didn't know if there was a big take-home point or something you'd say, Ray, I want you to take this from this module.
Yes, this is the, yeah, it says reconnecting with the earth, culting reverence for all life. I sort of, what it really is about the disconnect that has happened to humans, the split from mind and body, right? To really bridge that and by basically being in relation to nature and to the breathing, to really, this is a direct experience, to really realize that there is a oneness. As we breathe with a plant, for example, we realize there's one breath, and the you give oxygen, you give a carbon dioxide to, how do you say in English, to the plant, and then the oxygen from the plant comes to you. There's no gap, and there's a constant cycle, and then there's no disconnect. So we're aligning ourselves again into a proper pranic flow with the nature around us, and that helps us to be in proper alignment with the body. So we don't control the body. We don't submit the body. We're basically in alignment, and so the gap goes away, and that we are in a state of grace and gratitude, reverence, where we then naturally know what our boundaries are. We also discover there's also bhakti and devotion already coming up, where we're basically just grateful to be alive and to be breathing, so that the whole taking the silence and that sense of well-being that we cultivate in meditation, to take that into the rest of the day as we go about, you know, moving our body through time and space, being around other people, being in nature, knowing that you are a piece of nature, you could say. And then you're a man, like most women in this course, they like the, you know, they have a tendency to garden and do all these things. And for you as a man, I know you are looking for particular things. And I also brought up finding power in nature, because I know you like power all the time. But I often say that power means nothing if there isn't a heart that is listening to how the power needs to express, because power is energy. How does this energy move through you? How do you use it? How does it want to be expressed? So you really want to you probably listen to Finding Power in Nature, because it is in the thunder and the wind and the lightning and the sun and the silence and the fog. Everything is power. It's in the presence of the plants. There is and not to either hate it or love it, like be attracted or repulsed by it. So you find your alignment and your interconnectedness with everything, so that your pranas in the body, like the Ida and the Pingala, come into a balance, and then you are slipping into the Shushumna channel, into your core. So we are moving more and more towards, you know, the embodied samadhi state. So where we walk around in that stillness, and while we're very active and noisy, maybe on the outside, on the surface bodies. So that's really what this module is about. Yeah. So that's, and this morning we spoke a lot about, resistance came up and how to deal with it, because, and so we spoke about that, you either believe in, and you just go with the resistance and just hang in there and just hope that it goes away, which it won't, or you basically push through it and just keep making a choice to launch yourself into towards something that right now is not often visible, that you cannot imagine, and to keep pushing your miracle zone, to know that you are eternity, that you are light. So really working with these upcoming resistances, because a few people in the last 4 weeks, I would say, or 3 weeks, have found themselves in confusion or given up or doubt, you know, and a lot of the negative things came up. And so knowing that this is a moment where you push and you get to the next grade, you know, next level. So, and that's what we spoke about this morning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So where do you find yourself when you look back from module very number one to today? You've made a lot of changes. You're much silent in your meditations. You probably have more peace throughout the day. What else happened to you?
I guess I just feel. I remember how you said that enlightenment was still a concept for me and not something that I have experienced. I guess I feel like I'm on that path to getting there, but yeah, I guess I don't know what to do to take it to that next level, but I know just to keep going. And I feel like I've begun to realize when I would be wasting energy or looking at things in duality and how maybe to go about those things better.
Good. So, yeah, good. When you say, I don't know how do I go about it, you have to ask yourself, what's your weak link? What is your weak link? Like, if you are, where is your weakness? Where is it that you get stuck on and where suffering arises? You don't have to say it if you don't want to, but do you know your weak link?
I feel, I guess, maybe, I don't know if it's just time or getting more, going through more of a course or something with you to get the actual information on what else to do. That's maybe it. I feel like I wouldn't know what to do.
I think you are focusing too much on information. This is not a university degree. This is really about absorbing a flavor or an aroma or it's like gravity or something. It's like feeling yourself or it's an atmosphere and you feel yourself into it. Just the way you learned talking and from your mother, you didn't sit down and memorize vocabularies and grammar. It's just you just absorbed it. This is what it really is. So most of the work is an attunement and absorption. That's why the group calls are so important, so that there's this interaction and this connection, because that is what makes it happen. You're mapping yourself to something that I am radiating, and that cannot be understood by the mind. So it has more to do with love and openness and willingness and trust. Trusting not me as a person, but trusting something that you can sense, that you know is true. Right? There's something you know is true when you maybe even put your attention on me or on maybe Brahman, whatever that is. There's something you're sensing and then you fall more into that.
Into that. Okay. See, yeah. I forgot that.
Yeah, there you go.
Little piece there you go. So, yeah.
Exactly. That's where it meets. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. Not forgetting. Put sticky stuff so you don't forget the most important part then, right?
Okay. And, yes, Ratima, if you connect with me, anything you can tell.
Okay. Yeah. Are you still very concerned about opening the third eye? Is this something you're desiring very strongly, or do you feel like it's not that important? Or where are you finding yourself?
I've been concentrating so much on just the quality of my meditation. I probably haven't thought so much about that. I guess it's still there and all that stuff's still there, but I feel like when that's going to happen, that it just will. Before, I think I thought having an open third eye had to do with all, you know, the psychic realm and stuff, but as I guess we've come to learn, that's not so the case. That's probably my heart chakra. I feel like whenever anything's going to happen with that, it's going to happen, because that's part of that process of waking up. But you said when it's open, you see light. So.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Once you let go, then it can be given to you. Yeah, that's perfect. So, maybe we're going to just sort of remove here for a moment just the idea that enlightenment is some future experience, that waiting for the future is also causing movement, causing vritti in the mind. So we want to realize that it's all here. It's a sense of receiving, a sense that's already happened, more openness, a willingness, receiving this grace that you really are, and tenderly opening to that, to this moment, not giving it a name. You have no shape, no form, no name. All that happens is breath is coming and going. Awareness is everywhere. It's not located anywhere. It has no beginning, no end. It's always been like this, will always be like it. And we deepen into a sense of gratitude. There's just the heart is participating in this place of presence. Beautiful. Yeah, we're going past all need and all categorizing of what's good or what is bad. And we're beginning to rest more and more as what we are. You can sense that, right, Ray? Can you sense it?
I've definitely dropped into some space. I've been getting better at doing that too in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, you just kind of followed really nicely. Just keep dropping even deeper. I can sense it. It's wonderful. Yeah, close your eyes and just go keep going there. Thank you. Thanks, Ray.
Okay, thank you. Thank
okay.
you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, so now we have people in the neighborhood. So good. I'm going to Shelly, here you are.
Hi
there. Hi. Hello?
Just connect. Yep, can you hear
connecting.
Me now?
Yeah, I can hear. Just connecting. Okay. There's good. There was light, right? Did you see that?
No, but man, I don't. You know what? I think I feel it more than I see it.
Yeah, I know.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. You're seeing it with your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's wonderful. Good. Okay, thanks,
Shelly. Thank
you. Thanks. This is Bedford 603. Hello. Hi there. Is this Danielle?
Yes. This is Leslie.
Oh, Leslie. Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, thank you so much for the call this morning. Was amazing, and thank you too for the amazing session. And I, from what I hear, the abundance call was pretty amazing too. So I'll have to get that soon.
Okay.
All that.
Yeah.
It brought up a question I had about resistance, but I almost feel like it's not even relevant anymore, or that it was already kind of answered in the context of the other callers. So,
are you sure it's all gone?
Mostly, maybe.
If there's a little bit of poison in the food, don't eat it. So, what is it?
kind of a question. I've had for a while, but really came up this morning, how you discern properly between, you know, resistance that comes up when you're doing something that's really, you know, wonderful and in service of truth and, you know, part of your dharma, like that kind of resistance, like coming from the ego versus discerning when something, like maybe resistance that comes up when doing something that may not be right for you.
Yeah, you can only know if you're in your core, right?
That's because, what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because if it's true for you, because it's like, you know when an image, like a picture is crooked, there is a detector of truth when you're in your core that will, and I've been there many times where it's like, oh yeah, I have to go through with that. And then on the surface, I mean, even just leaving this job that I had in 2004, and I quit, and I didn't even have a new work. I didn't even have a job, right? Like And so I just knew that I had to do this. And then I just panicked every morning for 3 months. Yeah, because the surface body is reacting. It's like, what are you doing? You can't do this. It's wrong. I mean, but at the same time, I just went back to my core and I kept always saying, this is the right thing. Just wait and see. And so then you hang in there. So it's again, over and over again, making the choice to follow, be obedient, like we spoke about this morning also, to be with life, you know, to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if it's not clear enough, then you're not deep enough into the core, then you practice that first, because I get that question a lot too, like, so hard for me to be in the core. It's not hard. It's not hard. It's just that you haven't made up your mind to be in the core enough, you know. There's often this conflict. We want to have both, right? We want to be in the core and listen to the mind. That's not going to work.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I connect with you as well?
Sure. Mm-hmm. You see, there's a stream of doubt moving through your mind, right? Is that true? Regarding what we talked about in the last session? Yeah. So that stream of doubt is in the mind, but go back to the core and then again ask or be with this, what you want to do from the core, and see if it jives with it or if there's a real friction there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Leslie. Okay. That's New York City, and that is, who's that, Christine or
Hello.
Danielle? This is Danielle, okay. Hi, Danielle.
Hi. I just wanted to connect.
Okay. Do you have Shakti moving, Danielle?
I feel like I've had a lot of stuff moving, but it feels almost kind of mental, like having a lot of thoughts moving through, but not necessarily, I guess, paying attention to them.
Yeah, you got some Shakti going in your throat chakra, so between the heart and the throat. So it can feel like a little anxious or feel like lots of movement. Just let it move through. Yeah, stay with this quietness that you know you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did feel a lot like kind of in my jaw and a little bit in my throat recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're clearing out karmas, right, from that area.
Awesome.
And yeah, you stretch your jaw. Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, you're going to go through a lot of changes very soon. I can see that. So it's going to be exciting, eh?
Yeah. I feel like they're already starting.
Good. Okay, you can feel that. Okay, yes, wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Danielle. This is Katya. Hi, Katya.
Oh, hi, Rachma. Just wanted to connect. My boy has been pushing my buttons today and doing a lot of triangles. And I've been saying thank you for that and been grateful. I know I've been tested. That's what I've been asked for. So I just have to laugh about it. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. He's really in a growth spurt. Eh? He's demanding a lot of things from you right now.
he's just throwing tantrums every day. He needs to go to the water, to the river, no matter how cold it is. And if you don't let him, he just screams for hours.
Oh, it's a tough one. Yeah, I know he has a lot of power coming through him right now. Well, you know.
It feels like he's tougher than I am. I was like, oh, gosh. And he's quite smart. I was surprised. He's 1 year, 10 months. And then he came home. He found my dog's food. He put it out for her, waited until she ate, then put it back in the sink for washing. I was like, what?
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. Yeah, he's a strong guy. Yeah, so you have to just match his strength and just make the decision. Maybe you go to the river once, but not all the time. And then, well, he has to learn that you know, gonna make the decisions. He's the little one right now. Okay.
We'll do that. Thank you. That's really
okay.
Helpful.
Yeah, okay. I know. They can be intense, these little ones. Okay, 4479. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. Oh, is this Angela? Hi, Angela.
Hello. I'd just like to connect, please.
Just connecting? Okay.
Thank you.
Good, good. Wonderful, Angela.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, let's just sit quietly for a moment. And just allowing yourself to be in that natural state, not trying anything, just dropping into that which is without any trying. Narayanaya. Om Namo 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 Narayanaya. 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 Om. Om. Beautiful, thank you. There's an old writing in the Dead Sea Scrolls that says, be still. Know I am God. Be still. That stillness. That deep stillness. Allow yourself to sink into that. Be that. In action and in rest. Thank you for being here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you. Have a wonderful Sunday. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.